Last time on Left Behind.
You gotta get them out of there, Buck. They're gonna kill Seal on Saturday at noon near the Temple Mount. Witnesses, too.
You staying on schedule, right?
Absolutely. We're over the Atlantic right now.
We just walked our route to the helipad to make sure there'd be no surprises, and the key's gone.
What? I don't mind telling you, buddy. I've made millions and saved almost 80% of them.
Godspeed as you share the gospel of Christ with the whole world. Get our passengers into the van as quickly as possible. It is time to go.
Based on Apollyon, the fifth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 55. Of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Cameron, please. Get the others and let's go.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're still in the front of the stage.
Yeah, just find them and get to the van. I have a terrible feeling I can only assume it's from the Lord. We need to get to Chaim's place.
Yeah, Doc, I cannot leave you backstage. With no eyewitnesses, the GC could do anything they want and blame somebody else.
Go, Cameron, please. I'll be fine.
Daniel, keep an eye on Dr. Ben-Jude until I get back.
Babysit the rabbi, if you insist.
Daniel, he may be in very serious danger. Am I making myself clear?
I will not let him out of my sight, Mr. Williams.
Good. Just running to the front of the stage, and I'm coming right back. I must have headed backstage already.
Excuse me, sir. You are not allowed to go up there.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I'm with the program committee.
I know who you are, sir, and I would strongly advise you not to go on that stage.
Yeah, but I need to find our people and get to our van.
Well, you can get to your van through that exit.
Well, I cannot leave without my people, and we have to meet with someone backstage.
Sir, don't make me use force. You are not allowed to go that way.
You don't understand. I am Cameron Williams,
I know who you are, sir. We all know who you are, who makes up your party, and with whom you are to a rendezvous.
Well, then why won't you let me pass?
Look at my forehead.
No.
It happened tonight. Standing here, people in the crowd began to notice.
Yes.
I had to pull my hat down. I'm dead if I'm discovered.
No, it's okay. The GC cannot see you anymore.
They'll know. Let me come with you.
No. You are in a strategic spot. You can affect things.
That's not the point.
Wait, is the doc in danger?
Move along! Your party is in the van. Snipers are waiting for a clear shot at Ben-Jude backstage. I doubt you could get him out.
Well, I have to. I am going back.
You'll be shot!
Well, then fire at me out here. Draw attention. Yell for help. Do something.
Can't you call him?
Well, he doesn't carry a phone, and I don't know Daniel's number. Do what you have to do, and so will I.
My job is to keep everyone away from backstage.
Well, then do your job.
Wait! Stop! Assistance!
Daniel, don't move!
Mr. Lee! Get down! Get down!
Are you okay?
I think so.
The shot went past my head. Well, help me get Doc into the van. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
There it is. Back door's open.
Oh, come on. Get him in quick. There we go. Stefan, get us out of here. Everybody, keep your heads down below the windows.
The shooting sounds like it's inside.
Probably the GC making martyrs because we got away.
This is what I feared. Bringing these people into the enemy camp, leading them to the slaughter.
Stefan, the light.
Thank you. I am somewhat preoccupied.
Stop looking in the mirror, Stefan. You can't see your own. Only others can see it.
Well, can you?
Absolutely.
Welcome, my brother.
Oh, fuck. GC cars, they're headed to block the intersection. Go, Stefan. Go.
But the trap.
Come on, just trust me. Go, now.
So, where'd you stash your bullion?
Now, some bullion. Mostly coin.
Hmm. Let's just say if I do buy Palwaukee, I'll be buying one valuable piece of real estate.
You didn't.
Yeah, put it underground recently. Right under my Quonset hut. Thought I'd lost it all in the earthquake, though. Pretty near killed myself going after it. Digging through that cave-in was about the dumbest thing a man could do after a quake, but I was in such a state, I figured if I can't find my gold, might as well die anyhow. That's when I knew I had it bad.
How's that?
My future was tied to my money. Looking at Buck, his whole life was trusting in Jesus. And he wore it well. I envied him.
Yeah.
I just want to get him and get out of here. This is shaping up to be a long night.
You want to put down in Greece or Turkey? There's a couple of guys I trust over there.
If I get a chance to top off the tanks, I'd just as soon scoot all the way back.
Your call, Cap.
What did Rosenzweig say to the gateman when we got here?
Well, he spoke in Hebrew. Doc said he'd tell me later.
They're still watching the TV coverage?
Now that we're out of the room, maybe they'll get down to business. Oh, hey, Chloe, give me your watch. We should probably be synchronized if this is going to work.
You did get the key, right?
I didn't get the chance.
Fuck, I thought you got it while we were at the stadium.
Well, don't worry. I'll get it. You just stay here.
Okay.
It's Jonas, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm looking for Yakov.
He off for night.
Off? Well, do you know where I could find him?
At his home, but maybe not.
Hmm. Well, where else could he be?
This is not come from me. You okay?
Right. I won't tell anybody.
There is a bar. The harem? It is...
Yeah, I know where it is. Thanks, Jonas.
How can a man with such a mind as yours ignore the evidence? The mathematical impossibility of so many prophecies pointing to Jesus as Messiah.
Sion, how do you know your Bible is authentic? The errors...
My mentor, you would doubt your own Torah? Where do you think I am coming up with this?
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, gentlemen. I need a word with Yakov, and he's not in his apartment.
Oh, he said something about going to Hanalore's mother's. He will be at the Temple Mount tomorrow, though.
I really wanted to speak to him tonight.
Check in my study. The number should be in the directory there.
Okay, good. Thank you. Sorry to disturb you.
Let me take you back to Isaiah, or Jeremiah, or the Psalms. The whole of the Old Testament points to Christ.
It will be hard for me to get away tonight. My mother-in-law is not taking this well, and we have agreed to stay and talk. Please pray for us.
I will, but Yakov, I need that key.
Key?
Yeah, the one you're having duplicated for Chaim.
He needs it sooner.
Actually, I need it, and I need you to trust me not to ask why.
It does not matter. I don't even have it. I left it with Stefan. He said he was getting copied.
Well, where does he live?
Near the stadium, but I saw in the news that they're not allowing traffic in there tonight.
Well, we watched here and I didn't see that.
It was just on. A global community guard was murdered right after the meeting. That must have been the shooting we heard. The GC believe it was done by one or more of the witnesses.
Yakov, I told you what that shooting was all about.
But you didn't say a guard was shot. Were some of the witnesses armed? Maybe they're trying to protect you.
Oh, please, God, I hope not.
You will not get into Stefan's neighborhood tonight without being stopped and recognized.
Mm. Then I need a favor.
I want to help, but I must stay. My mother-in-law thinks Stefan is to blame for our conversion. She is threatening to take Hanalore from me.
All right. Yakov, at least do this. Don't mention to Chaim that I asked for the key. Yakov, I realize I'm asking you to keep something from your employer.
From the man that I owe my life to?
Yeah.
Why would you secretly need that key?
Yakov, you know he's not a believer yet.
I know, but that does not make him the enemy.
Listen, if we were to slip away early before the GC knows we're gone, we would have to keep that from Nikolai and his people.
I did not know what I was getting into. I do believe, but I never thought I would have anything to do with fighting Nikolai Carpathia.
Can you get word to Stefan that I desperately need that key? Maybe he could sneak out and bring it to me.
I will try. But now you have two who must keep your secret.
Will he?
I believe so, but what will Dr. Rosenzweig think when he knows we helped you escape and never told him?
Can't say, Yakov. Oh, man, it's almost 11. Can he make it over here in less than an hour?
Normal traffic, yes. Tonight?
Well, what about this? You think we can break through that door?
Not easily. Let me try to reach him.
Only an hour to the airport. Sure hope the kids have their ducks in a row.
I'm going to see what Chloe has to say.
Hello?
Chloe, everything a go?
Things are just a little crazy here right now. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but somehow we're going to be waiting on the roof at 12:30.
Can't wait to see you, sweetheart.
Miss you too, Dad. I'll call if we have any real problems.
Ditto. Ken will be in the chopper, so I'll see you on board the Gulfstream.
And I'm sorry to barge in again. Doc, I need a word.
Not at all. I need a moment myself. I want to ask your wife if she would like to ride with me tomorrow to the Temple Mount. Yakov and I are going a little later. Excuse me.
I am really sorry to interrupt.
Our time is short, I know, but he is close.
Close enough that we can trust him?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, we can't get on the roof without the key. Hey, that's the guard who, he's the one who became a burglar. Great, I got him killed.
You very likely saved my life. Buck, you know I don't care about my own life. My family is in heaven, and I long to be there, too. But I don't believe God would have us die needlessly. There is so much to do.
What did Chaim say at the gate when we arrived?
He asked the gate man if his video surveillance equipment was running. The man told him not until midnight, as usual. And Chaim said, turn it on now.
Great. The camera probably picked me up last night. We have to tell him what's up. If his security people hear a chopper and see it's GC, who knows what they'll do?
That's what we want. Just enough confusion to get out of here. Surely they wouldn't fire on a helicopter that looks like Carpathia's.
Oh, can we convince him we're not overreacting?
He was there tonight, and you should hear his reaction. I'm telling you, he's close.
Yeah, well, what's holding him back?
His admiration and love for Carpathia.
Well, then let's tell him what Rayford heard on the Condor.
About me, you mean?
No, about him. It's up to him to believe it.
So be it.
How you feeling, Cap?
Tight.
We've been cleared for refueling at Jerusalem. We're on schedule. Hey, what could possibly go wrong?
Tell you the truth, it's been a while since I've been this nervous.
Really? This brand of terror is becoming a weekly thing for me.
Well, then, here we all are. Chloe.
Sorry for the robe and pajamas. Dr. Rosenzweig insisted I get my rest. For the baby's sake. Can't argue with that. I just came to say goodnight.
Well, stay with us a minute, huh?
But, I need to get dressed.
Well, just a second. We need to tell Chaim a few things.
And we need you to verify what you've heard from your father.
What is this all about?
Jerusalem Tower, this is Gulfstream 2 Alpha Tango. We have the localizer 111.9. Over.
Roger, 2 Alpha Tango, clear to land runway 12, wind 010 at 6, over.
Roger, clear to land 12. Things look pretty busy there right now, over.
Roger, Tango, big meeting at the stadium tonight. Lots of shuttle traffic facility for international connections.
Any delay on a refuel?
Negative, 2 Alpha Tango, you're in good shape.
Roger, thanks.
See any choppers yet?
Starboard side, white, with black lettering.
That's it.
One chopper.
Not funny.
I'm not kidding, buddy. There's only one.
Well, that doesn't sound right, Ken.
Well, we would have heard from Mac if there's a glitch, right?
He may not be where he can talk. It's risky calling him.
But he might not know one of his birds is gone. Ever think of that? Here, you land, I'll dial.
Yeah, you better.
You got it. Hey, keep in mind this thing stops on a dime when the tanks are empty. Go easy on the brakes.
Got it.
Nice job.
Thanks.
I may have to get you one of these. Here, it's ringing.
Callum.
Mac, it's me. What's going on?
Yes. Hello, Sergeant Hugovitz. Of course you may proceed.
We're good to go.
No need to wait, Sergeant. That's affirmative.
All my eggs are in your basket, Mac.
You're welcome, Sergeant. Goodbye.
He says we're go. Did you get the courtesy light fuse?
All set.
I'll pause up here and you're on your way.
This looks dark here.
Take your phone, Ken.
Hey, got it. I'm getting old now, Ray. Don't leave me out here hitchhiking.
Don't worry. I'll be here.
And when I requested safety for Tsion...
They left, sir. They had no intention of giving safe passage to the dock.
I don't know what to say.
You realize you're the first outside person who knows about the device on that plane. Hmm. We're putting my dad's life in
to
real...
To think that Nikolai himself would say one thing and do another, look me in the eyes and lie. Oh, God, how could I have been so blind?
Doctor, you and I will continue our discussion somehow, God willing. But we must leave tonight. Our sources tell us the GC is planning a terrorist attack at the Temple Mount tomorrow.
Of course, I understand. I will have you driven
to... It's all arranged. We need to be on the roof in 10 minutes.
Yes, yes, go. Don't worry about me.
I'll get changed and meet you.
The problem is we don't have the key.
Oh, break the door down. Tools are in the utility
room. Look, you're on TV.
What?
Turn it up.
This man is the likely killer of a GC guard earlier this evening at Colic Stadium. He has been identified as an American. Cameron Williams.
Come, we have little time. In there.
Chaim, do you have a sledgehammer?
If you don't see it, I don't have it. Hurry! Who could that be?
Dr. Rosenzweig, telephone.
Tell them I'm busy.
Sir, it is a Leon Fortunato.
I will stall Leon. You lead the way to the access door.
Phone for you, sir.
This is Chaim. Of course he's here, Leon, and sound asleep. Don't even think of invading my household in the middle of the night. You have my word, he will be here in the morning. I will even be happy to bring him to you. Oh, Leon, that is patent nonsense, and you know it. He is no more a murder suspect than I am. Your man was shot by one of your own. Have you found a murder weapon? Check the bullets and they will trace to your weapons. I'm warning you, Leon. These are my guests, and I will not wake them. Yes, I warned you. You are not my supreme commander. You are threatening me? You know my standing in this country, and may I say, with Nikolai? If I tell people you use Gestapo tactics in the middle of the night, crime? For speaking disrespectfully to you? You call me after midnight and tell me to hold my guest as a murder suspect, and you expect me to respect you?
Please, Chaim, move away from the door so he can't hear.
Yes, yes. I'll tell you what, Leon. You come personally at a reasonable hour, and I will make my guest available to you. Well, I promise you, Leon, you send anyone tonight, I will not enter the door.
Now, if I get this first hinge off, we'll be in business.
Here's our stuff. What do you need me to do?
Get my bag out of the room.
All right, I'll be right back.
We're not going to do it like this. Oh, here, stand back a second. Huh? I'm going to see if this concrete block will do anything. That sounded promising, huh?
Let me help.
Steve.
Ray, I'm away. Anybody following me?
So dark I could hardly see, and I was looking.
Hey, Ray?
Yeah?
I just stole a GC chopper.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Oh, boy. I sure hope the kids are waiting for me when I get there.
Godspeed, Ken.
Hey, I'll let you know when we're headed back.
Okay, on three, you ready? One, two, three. Yes! Yeah, it's not a big hole, but it's going to have to do. All right, get all the lights off in there.
Sir. Jonas, everyone is asleep here. No one gets in. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go. Come on, I hear a chopper.
What you're hearing is the GC in the driveway.
You're both paranoid. Can we go?
Come on, I've got your bag.
I got it.
Go ahead. Come on, go ahead.
I'm waiting for word from the gate. A GC vehicle just pulled up.
Chaim, listen, on behalf of all of us, thank you.
I'm so sorry about all this. Let me know when you are safe.
Steele.
Ray, it's Max. First chance to talk. Leon took the second chopper. They had some kind of incident near the stadium. I thought they'd have it back in time. That means your guy's in chopper one, Carpathia's ride. If he gets it back quick, nobody will know. Here's the problem. Leon's got a couple of cars on their way to Rosenzweig's looking for Buck. They think your people are on the run. Leon's asking for the chopper to light up the neighborhood. If he sees your guy, he's going to think it's me. Yeah, at least for a while, I hope.
This guy got weapons?
Two grunts with him, yeah.
What's Ken supposed to do if he runs into him?
I don't know. Play like he's supposed to be there, but evade if at all possible.
I better get off in case Ken's trying to reach me.
It looks like we were both right. Chopper and GC troops.
Wait a minute. Something's wrong here. Ken would not be circling, and he wouldn't be all lit up.
Why is he shining that spotlight on the ground? Doesn't he know where we are?
No, I'm not sure. But we can't flag him down without giving ourselves away to the ground troops.
Buck, you hear that?
What?
I found two choppers. That cannot be good.
Yeah, hold on. I'm betting this is all right. That's a bad guy.
It's Ken. This is us.
Yeah, stay down.
Go.
Go. Come on. You had us fooled.
You got it, Ray. We are not alone. Troops on the ground, the spare in the air. Everybody in?
Yes, yeah, yeah, go.
All right, Ray. Cargo's in, and we're moving. Whoa!
Lord of hosts, you have kept us safe. We pray you will preserve us for your service for the future, for your glory and your kingdom. Amen.
Good to see you, Ken. Thanks for the lift.
Hey, good to see you too, buddy, but we ain't home yet.
Ray, I just ain't gonna answer that. Anyhow, I thought we were Chopper 2.
What?
Look, tell me later. I'm on my way. Mac's voice? How am I supposed to do that? I only talked to him once, and that was on the phone. All right, I'll try it. Keep the burners warm. I'm full out at you.
Go ahead, 2.
I didn't know you were airborne, Cap.
Roger, 2. Bad connection. You? Over.
Repeat that, Captain. Chopper Kevin, come in. McCall is not on the air. Repeat, McCall is not on the air. He's with us. Pursue, close an ID on that airship. Chopper 2 to Chopper 1, identify yourself. Over. Identify Chopper 1 or risk a charge of air piracy.
Now this is Chopper 1. Go ahead.
Identify yourself, sir.
Bad connection. Come back.
Demand immediate descent and surrender, 1.
En route to Tel Aviv, 2. See you there.
Negative. Put down at Jerusalem Airport and stay aboard.
No can do, 2. See you at Ben-Gurion.
All aircraft, be advised.
Now what?
Keep the lights off and stay low.
Well, not too low.
High enough to clear power lines, low enough to stay under radar.
Hey, we gonna be all right, Ken?
Yeah, depends on where he was when he first called. No time for potty stops at the airport, if that's what you're asking.
Pursuit, be advised. Traffic outbound from Jerusalem, sighted a low-flying chopper with its lights off. Chopper 1, you are breaking international aviation law. Proceed directly to Jerusalem Airport and remain on board or suffer extreme consequences.
All aircraft, be advised. Jerusalem Airport is temporarily closed due to an emergency. All inbound will be diverted. Now guides will hold. Cessna 27 Bravo, right turn heading 200. Maintain 5,000. We'll try to get you down as soon as we can. Copy.
27 Bravo, roger.
Viper 29er Charlie, hold there, please.
29 Charlie is holding.
Gulfstream 2 Alpha Tango, can I get you to stay on the pad there at the end of 30 for me?
Can do. 2 Alpha Tango.
But not for long. Come on, Ken. Things are getting interesting around here.
Gulfstream's at the east end.
All right, now we're going to set down near Ray. Get ready to jump out.
The door of the airplane is open.
Boy, here comes security on the ground.
Okay, people, change of plans. Everybody, hang on!
What are you doing?
I gotta get him away from the Gulf. We'll see if we can bait to the southwest edge of the field.
Shut it down, one.
Ray, you still with me?
Yeah, where you going?
Are the grunts following me?
Yeah.
Good.
But the other chopper just showed up.
Great. Go ahead and spool him up, Ray. I'm at your port side in 20 seconds.
Got it.
All right, people, I'm going to get us close. We're going to make a run for it and forget your bags.
We're still going to try to do this?
Hey, never hopeless as long as I'm breathing, sweetheart. If I do this right, we're going to slide right in there to the open door. Hang on. Here goes. All right, let's go, kids. Right now. Go, 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 go.
He's coming this way.
Wait for fucking Ken.
Come on.
Fuck, get up here.
Come on.
You're dragging the door, Dad.
There's no time. I've got to start moving if we're going to outrun him.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Apollyon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteen. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.